Each month on All Things Considered, we turn to our listeners to find out what music is playing on their computers, their stereos, and in their heads, songs you just might not hear on the radio. We've talked to a librarian, an astronomer, and an artist, to name a few. Today, we're joined by Adam Sarmiento of Norman, Oklahoma. He's a drum and percussion teacher, a landscape gardener, and the member of a pop rock band. He's in the studios of member station KGOU in Norman. Hello, Adam.
Hi.
What are we hearing here?
This is Cayetano Veloso, a song called Zera Heza off of Noites do Norte. He is a fairly famous, or very famous, bossa nova Brazilian singer. Bela leva certa, pesa rima na maré. Rima mira, terça certa, zera. More recently, he is kind of doing a bit of fusion with adding in elements of hip-hop and rock, but he's well known for being part of the Tropicalismo movement of Brazil during the late 60s.
You know, that drum riff sounds sampled to me. Is that sampled or is that live?
Definitely has a live feel to me. You can hear a lot of sort of freedom in the playing, so it's definitely a live drummer, but it has a definite hip-hop groove to it, so maybe that's what you're picking up.
Well, maybe
up,
that's
huh?
What I'm picking up, yeah.
It's a nice juxtaposition to the sort of smooth bossa nova that the guitar and the voice are laying down.
You don't understand Portuguese, do you?
Not much. Sarmiento is a Colombian name. My grandfather's Colombian, so I'm a little bit more familiar with Spanish, but the lyrics are amazing.
And what's he singing about?
The song translation is Prayer Down to Zero. That main section says, the sail is set, the arrow sharp, row with the tide, rhyme takes aim for a perfect third, and prayer is down to zero.
Mm.
So it's hard to say exactly, but it's beautiful nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else did you bring for us today?
So the next tune is called Bracelets of Fingers, which is a great title by a band called The Pretty Things, which were contemporaries of the Beatles and the Stones back in the swinging London days.
So this is a long-lost 60s band.
Yeah, it's a great album that I'm surprised you don't hear of more. It's called SF Sorrow. Kind of a concept album, maybe a precursor to Tommy or something like that.
Adam, this is really very different from the song you just played us.
Yeah, it is. I usually have pretty eclectic tastes. I guess what grabbed me about this one was the vocal intro right off the bat, and then there's a 20-second sort of world beat sort of middle section there that takes you into a whole nother realm. It was actually recorded at Abbey Road, the same studio as Sgt. Pepper and all the classics. So it has that great sound to it.
You can hear a little Sgt. Pepper kind of harmonies and progressions here as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that was influencing everything that happened. In the liner notes, they mention, quote-unquote, borrowing George Harrison's sitar for that middle section there. It's definitely a strange album that has sort of a modern and antiquated feel both at once, and it covers a lot of territory. I definitely recommend checking out the whole record.
Well, let's hear your third selection.
This is a song called Pages by a fellow Oklahoma band, the Starlight Mints. This whole album is another really good one. It's called Built on Squares. Definitely features some great sort of syncopated, interesting drum beats and great vocals and production.
Tell us a little about Starlight Mints.
It's, like I said, a band from Oklahoma. They're sort of maybe following the footsteps of the Flaming Lips, which are definitely beginning to be well known everywhere. sort of hard to pin down stylistically as a lot of what you might call indie rock is these days, but very, very unique and great stuff.
Is Oklahoma a good place to make music these days?
I'm not so sure it's a good place to make music, but there are a lot of interesting things going on here.
Now, you're in a band yourself.
Yeah, I'm in a group called The Candles.
Tell us a little bit about the band.
It's sort of maybe the songs that we've heard so far might, if you could combine all those styles together, you might come up with something similar to what we do.
How did you become a musician?
Something that I've always done. Me and my brother, who is in the band that I'm in currently, have always sang and played music, so, and kind of inherited that from my father and mother, who were musicians.
In bands?
My father did have a folk duo, and my mother was more of a classical pianist. But I don't know, we've just, since we were little kids, always played music, and that's what we always wanted to do, so.
Let's go out on a song by your band, The Candles.
Okay, excellent.
We've selected a cut called Round the World. Here we go. Adam, thanks for sharing your music with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to find out more about Adam's selections, visit our website at npr.org. And if you want to tell us what you're listening to, drop us an email at watc@npr.org. Please put listening to in the subject line, and remember to include your name and phone number so we can call you. Now I'm up all night wondering, how did we lose our way? And that's all things considered from NPR News. I'm John Idstein.